Hello, adventurers, and welcome to The Game Master and Me, a two-player tabletop role-playing podcast with me, your host, Craig Burton.
Hello, adventurers, and welcome back to The Game Master and Me. This here is the final episode of our Merry England adventure. So last time, we left Richard Dupone and his team of adventurers, Hammer Train and the Marshal, as they were searching around in the forbidden depths beneath the Tower of London. And now, after two long weeks, it's time to rejoin our heroes and find out what's behind door number three. Nice.
The subtle Somerset storm.
The subtle Somerset storm. That's right, the subtle Somerset storm. Nice. I'm stealthing in there.
Right,
off I
so
go.
Talk me through
right,
your
so
stealth movement.
58. So what I've done is I've creepily snuck the door open.
Okay.
Right, and I'm looking in. Have a little look in and checking there's no one here. And I'm going to sort of run in and back up against one wall, have a little look around, and then he's going to sort of dart forward again, up against the opposite wall with a back up against it, and he's going to look left and right, and then he's going to carry on up until he gets behind the little wall, and then he's going to wave in the Marshal and Hammer Train.
Okay, excellent. Well done. The Marshal and Hammer Train basically like kind of crawl along the floor, you know, so that they can't be seen as such, cautiously, and they join you just kind of basically up against the wall. Okay, yeah. So as you got to the wall, the little wall, which is, let's say, 2 foot high, you saw that when you get out of that 10-foot corridor, which you now know is obviously lined by those two chambers by the side, when you get to the end of that, it kind of opens up and you can go right or left. And then if you go either of those ways, there's some stairs that go down each way. And above those staircases, coming out of the chambers that you checked, is like this massive kind of jet of water, one coming out from each side. And that's going over the kind of stairwell and it's going out of your vision, basically. But you can hear it hitting a kind of a pool of water.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, so it's kind of like a water feature, really, I guess.
Oh, that's lovely, that is. That's lovely.
Yeah,
Those Romans are lovely water features.
Okay, so you basically, so you get to this wall and so you're like, right, you've got options now. And you would also get a better view, I would think,
right
from here.
Right. I would like to take out my bow and fire an arrow at the priest and murderize him. No, I don't want to do that. It's too soon because I don't know what's going on. There's no proof that he's up to anything nefarious apart from all the obvious proof that he's up to nefarious things.
All right. What do you want to do? Have another look at this closer proximity?
Yes, I will. I will have another look.
Okay.
100.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to have to check something. And because this could go one of two ways, really. It's obviously going to go badly, but it could go one of two ways. So, what's this? Chaps. Because the thing is the priest is very busy. You push off on the floor with your hands and but you kind of basically you slip on a stone. And your head kind of comes down and hits the wall, so you nut the wall.
Ow.
And basically take a point of damage.
Oh, you wanted me to nut something.
I did want you to nut something, yeah. But, you know, as far as you're aware, you haven't been seen. You made a little noise and you swore. God's wounds.
Oh, crikey. Did I?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Oh, crikey. 23. Right. Oh, my lord. I didn't see anything, but I did bump me noggin. You might have noticed.
Oh, well, Well, be more careful next time, then.
I will try and be more careful next time. What do we do now? We're in here, my lord.
Well, look, I may have a look too.
Okay.
Let's both have a look.
Okay, let's both have a look.
Ooh, okay, so I've made a nice spot roll.
I've made a nice spot roll too. 55.
Excellent. Okay, so we both just peek over the wall.
My little heads peer up.
Yep. And now we can see a bit more, right? So the ceiling to the chamber is this kind of sort of octagonal, beautifully tiled kind of surface. And then obviously we can see still this kind of weird cloud thing.
Yeah.
We can see in a kind of a square shape, but more of a diamond, really, four points. Now, at each of these points... at the point that we can see it's John de Grey. Definitely, we can clarify that it's John de Grey.
Yeah.
At the point he is, there's a plinth and there is a bowl, and he's sort of mixing stuff and adding stuff to the bowl and what seems to be sort of like chanting and saying stuff.
Which point is he at from where I am?
He's kind of at the furthest point. So
directly opposite me at the furthest diamond point.
That's right, yeah. He's at the other end of the chamber, at the diamond point.
That's where the fire is, the fire of the ritual.
If there's a bowl. As far as you can see, there's no fire.
No, but the bowl that had the weird fire in it, the bowl is there.
Oh, yeah, the bowl with the stuff going on in that is, yeah.
Yeah.
And then let's just, for the sake of ease, let's just say that's north.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then if you look at the east side of the diamond, there's a plinth there, and that has a knight lying there with his arms folded across in the kind of death position.
A champion?
It's basically the guy who died in the joust.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, the champion for the king.
And then on the south point, which you could just about see because it's kind of not below you but almost, you know it's the nearest point to the wall that you're peering over, that's where there's a plinth and there's the ruby, the king's blood red ruby,
right?
That's on a plinth. And then on the west point is a plinth and there is a lady there.
Maud de Grey?
Yep, tied up. She's tied to the plinth. Maud de Clare.
Maud de Clare.
Yes, you can see it's Maud de Clare. You know Maud, so you recognise her. Yes, she's unconscious. Sort of unconscious. She's kind of... She doesn't look with it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And... There is one more thing, really, that you saw, which is, okay, so down the sides of the chambers.
Yeah.
If you went down the steps, and I know this is quite complicated, it'd be easy if there's a map, but anyway, if you went down the steps, you would get to the side of the chamber, obviously, and running down the side of the chamber is this kind of, the small wall basically continues all the way around.
Yeah.
So, there are kind of wings to the chamber, if you like, and that's the pathway down. Anyway, they just basically stop when you get to the other end of the chamber, the north end. And at the north end, there is a kind of a seat, which is just basically seating that's kind of round the wall. And there's someone there who you recognize, and that happens to be the king.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that doesn't surprise you.
That doesn't surprise me because he tried to get me killed, tried to have me killed by guards after I came up with his nefarious plans. So
I suppose you could probably potentially assume he might be something to do with this.
Yeah. Right.
So William Marshall sees exactly the same as you as well.
You know what, my lord? I feel like the attempted murder might have been King John's own doing.
It certainly seems as though there's a complicated plot here.
I feel like it might have just been an elaborate ruse with which to find himself a champion to replace himself in order to make this ritual happen.
Yes, that's right, yes. That would make sense based on what you saw in that book.
Right, so that seems like we found enough nefarious, enough proof to prove nefarious goings-on, which means I am now entitled to kill John de Grey?
Yes, I think perhaps we should have a name here. We should have objectives.
Oh yes, we should have a name. We should have a name, a group name. We've got individual names, but we don't have a group name, do we? Should it be the Marshall? The Marshalls?
Team the Marshalls.
Team Marshall.
Team Marshall. Team Marshall. If you like, but I think Richard we need DePone to get more and the Marshalls. I think we need to get more Declare out of trouble here.
Oh, yes, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Right. I'll tell you what, my lord, because I'm a like subtle Somerset storm. I'm going to sneak down there and I'm going to untie her.
Okay, that's a very good idea.
Follow this wall all the way down, right to where she is. And I'm going to untie her and she's going to wake up and she's going to see me and she's going to say, "Thank you, Richard DePone, for saving my life." And I'll say, "That's okay, my lady. All in a day's work for the subtle Somerset storm." And
okay, so can you make a spot roll?
Yes, I can. No, I can't.
No, you can't.
85.
Oh, dear. Okay. Wow, this is just so weird, isn't it? It's so different.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you're going on about this stuff, about like imagining how like you can be a massive hero and amazing and everything like that.
I am a massive hero, yeah.
Going on about it. And the Marshal's trying to kind of like calm you down and trying to get you to focus on a plan or whatever. Suddenly you hear from behind you someone from the door, basically.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And so obviously someone has come through the door, but the first you hear of it is when someone goes, what are you doing here? What are you can't be in here. What? And you turn to see the king's equerry has come through the door. And so he's kind of like pointing at you and shouting and telling you off. And he's very confused and flustered, but then he's usually like that anyway.
Okay.
I mean, let's just say he's not being stealthy.
Yeah. So everyone can hear about it. Can we try and kill him before the others kind of hear about it, if you see what I mean? Or has he raised the alarm already, kind of thing?
That is intriguing. I don't know. I mean, like John de Grey and King John are at the other end of the chamber.
Right.
There's a lot going on between here and there. So you don't know.
Okay.
As you're thinking, he turns to the two stewards that are with him, the two guards, and says, "Arrest him! Arrest him again!
Hammer train, the marshal. Let's get him!
Let's get him!"
I'm going to draw my bastard sword.
Well, you had an arrow knocked. I see.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
If you want to use that, it's pretty close proximity.
Yeah.
Okay, and you got a pretty
64%.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna aim for the equerry guy.
Okay, so he's currently still at the front.
Yeah.
Now we've got an advantage in the
Are you surprised?
There's three of them.
But, yeah.
No. I mean, he would take the initiative, but he's not fighting. So they've got to get past him, and he's got to get out of the way. So you can take the first shot.
Okay. I'm going to do that. I'm going to shoot at him. Or should I shoot at the guards? Because he's not going to fight. Nah, sod it. All the king's men. 58.
Oh! Okay, so you hit.
Yeah.
1d6
plus 1 damage.
Yeah, I'll just give a quick roll to see if he dodged. But
oh yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to, because it's just not in his character. He's just an idiot, basically. He's not a fighter. He's an administrator. So, yeah, so you've hit. Can you roll for damage, please? Which is, what, 1d6 plus 1?
Yep, 5. points of damage.
Five. Okay. Okay. So you loose your arrow, and hit him in the shoulder.
Yeah.
And it kind of knocks him over. Obviously he's hurt. Nice. He's still awake though. So let me write that down. And he kind of falls onto the guards, hampering them to get through again.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, okay, so I'm just going to write down stuff. Right, okay.
That's right, Eckery guy. You just got Richard DePoned.
Wow. Okay, so...
Sounds a bit like
Marshall. He does, doesn't it? Yeah, it's very good.
You know, like when...
The Marshall charges because he's like super awesome person at fighting. And so he charges with his sword to kind of knock the guards back into the tunnel.
Yeah.
And he has a stab at one of them as well. He just hits. I just let the guard try and parry. Where is it? Here we go. Parry. The guard does parry, but you know the marshals pushed him back. So and then Letard has a go. He tries to hit with his hammers. I'll have to figure out what his mechanic is for his hammers, because that's not something I didn't plan.
Really? The way he picked them up, it was very much like something he planned.
Yeah. No, I hadn't planned that.
The way he, like, searched for hammers.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's his trade, isn't it? So he's very good with them. So I'm going to give him an 80.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to say that he's got an 80 in hammers, and he gets two attacks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, huh? Right, so he goes after another guard. There's just about enough room. So that is an awesome hit. Oh, yeah, that's a special. Cool. And then he has another hit as well. It's a special and a normal hit. Nice and one. The guard tries to dodge. And he doesn't make it. So I just have to see if I can find hammers in this weapons table. Hammer. Hammer, great hammer, war hammer. Hammer, hammer, hammer time. Nice. Well, I've got hammer, crushing. Yeah. Right, so damage is 1d6.
Ooh,
1d6.
1d6.
Okay. So 2d6. And that is 4. So that dude takes 4 damage. So he's pummeling this guard, and they're both going back. And so those guys disappear back into the tunnel. What are you going to do?
I'm going to run down and get Maud.
Okay, yeah. Right. So they'll carry on fighting, okay?
Yeah.
They'll carry on fighting.
I'm going to disrupt the ritual.
We'll keep the action with you. Okay, so describe to me what you're going to do, how you're going
to
do it.
I am going to try and sneak down. I'm like subtly try and skip down. Skip down
downstairs.
To where Maud is.
The wall runs all the way down, so
yeah.
Got pretty good cover. As long as you roll a reasonable stealth.
Roll a reasonable stealth.
This is determining whether you're going to fall down the stairs or not.
55.
Okay, so you nimbly and subtly and stealthily go down the stairs behind the small wall.
And I want to... When I get there, I want to cut the ropes that are holding her down and try and pull her off the table and disrupt the ritual.
Okay. So, all right. So I'll let you have got, in my mind, I had you sort of doing a bit for each one, but that seems a bit unfair. So yeah. Okay. So you've stealthily managed to get down to the bottom of the stairs, along the wall a bit.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Then actually across open space.
Oh, it's open space.
Yeah, there's open space between the side of the chamber and the plinths.
Oh, do you want me to roll for that?
It's okay. They're very distracted anyway. Basically, you're now hiding behind the plinth that Maud is on.
Yeah.
And so I guess you've got to cut her a rope.
Yeah.
So if you cut her rope, lovely. I don't think you even need to roll for that because that's just you've got a dagger.
Do I need to try and roll stealth for it though? Because I'm like sneaking about trying to do it without being spotted.
I think you're all right because yep. You can kind of use the plinth as cover.
Okay, nice.
Okay, so what are you doing once the ropes are cut?
I want to try and prod her and wake her up a little bit. Okay. Or do I want to just put? Because I don't think I'm not that strong, so I'm not going to be able to carry her up the stairs.
I think you could.
Strength
yeah,
15.
I think you could.
I've got strength 15.
No, you've got really good strength considering your size.
Oh, 75%. Yeah, okay.
I think you could. I think you could carry her.
I'm
going to
give that a go.
Okay. So, by the way, she's in a kind of a stupor, as in like she's conscious,
yeah.
But she's kind of like it's like she's drunk or something. Do you know okay. What I mean?
Okay. Before I do it, I'm going to be like, "Shh, quiet, Maud. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help."
Okay. She mumbles.
Myself and the marshal and your father's worried about you, so be quiet and just come with me. And I'm going to try and carry her, and hopefully she'll sort of help herself as much as she can.
Yeah, she kind of puts an arm around you, you know, yeah. Just because it seems the natural thing to do, so she won't fall. Okay, so you ease her off the plinth.
Yeah.
And immediately you notice a sort of a change in the atmosphere. It's almost like it's got a bit lighter, if do you want to look, can you look up?
Yeah, I can. Should I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even need to make a spot, but basically you look up and you see that the cloud of smoke is kind of getting thinner. It's sort of dissipating a little bit.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's very
good.
That's good. It's brilliant. but then okay, describe to me how you're doing this with Maud stealthily.
With stealthily?
Yeah, because I'm not sure it's even actually
I don't
possible.
Think it's even possible to do stealth because they're going to see she's gone.
Yeah.
So the idea is to try and do it speedily.
Speedily.
As speedily
excellent.
As I can. So I've got her off. The lights change. So both John de Grey and King John are going to be like, "Something's up, my boy."
They
aren't
are,
they?
Yes.
So,
yes.
And I'm going to be like, "Ooh, where?" So I'm going to be, yeah, I'm going to be storming out there because I'm the subtle Somerset Storm.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, yeah, heroically okay. Take Maud to safety.
Okay, so you start running with Maud then.
Yeah.
You hear...
Does it need a roll or?
Well, I don't think you have one for a run, do you?
Well, there's agility or something. I don't know. Because I'm trying to balance her.
Yeah, roll agility and we'll let it define how well this goes.
15.
15, okay, so your agility is 80.
80%,
and
yes, that's right.
You've got a 15, which is actually...
Really good.
Yeah, very good.
Nice.
Okay, so you're really quick, you're alarmingly and surprisingly quick, and you pick up Maud deftly, and with her, like, over your shoulder, why not?
Yeah.
And you start running to the side of the chamber, and at this point, obviously, you're very visible. And so you start hearing the voices of, you start hearing John de Grey, and this surprisingly booming voice considering his slight build. And he shouts, "Stop right there! You're ruining everything!"
"No, no, my lord, I will not stop. I will not."
Okay. Are you kind of keeping an eye on him?
I ought to glance over my shoulder and
okay,
like
so glance over your shoulder, and you see him. He seems pretty mad for some reason. And
because I've
see
messed
him...
up his ritual.
Absolutely, yeah. You see him reach into his robes and pull something out and throw it, and it's not at you, but it's at the bottom of the stairs, which you are getting to, right? And basically, this little stone looks like a little stone or something like that, you know. About the size of a little stone.
Yeah.
It lands at the bottom of the stairs and it blows up. And there's this explosion.
Oh.
And it blows you off your feet.
Oh.
And you take 2 points damage.
Oh, crikey.
Just because you've been knocked over a little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then he starts coming over. So you kind of have to shake it off,
right.
And collect yourself. At this point, at least, you see Letard and the Marshal appear at the top of the stairs. Right. And they're like, "What was that?"
Okay, it's John. He's got some sort of blowy up stones. Blowing up stones. They're not good. They're not good.
What is this magic? Anyway, okay. So, Letard and the Marshal start making their way down and over like rocks.
The Marshal and who?
Hammertrain.
The Marshal and Hammertrain. Yeah.
Marshal and Hammertrain.
Yeah.
They've obviously dispatched the guards. They make their way down, and they're hampered. They can't get to you quickly.
Right. Take the stairs on the other side, you morons.
Could do. Yep, could do. Anyway.
Sorry for calling you a moron, my lord.
They're less of your concern. You've not currently got Maud.
No.
But John de Grey has been advancing towards you.
He's not on the plinth, so that's a good thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you disrupted the whole, ritual.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so so John de Grey is advancing towards you with again surprising speed,
right?
And he's actually drawn like a massive scimitar sword.
Ooh.
And he looks like he's going to try and strike you.
Oh, okay.
You dropped Maud,
yeah.
And so you're not carrying Maud at the moment, and you might want to draw a weapon to defend yourself.
Yeah, my bastard sword is coming out.
Excellent.
Okay.
Right then. And so he advances on you with this fierce look in his eyes, and he goes to strike. And I'm gonna give him the initiative because he's attacking.
Yeah.
And he goes to strike and he tries to strike you and he swipes with his scimitar, and it's a good hit. Can you roll?
Can I try and dodge?
To dodge, yeah.
41.
What's your dodge?
85.
Oh, nice. Okay, so as the Marshal has wonderfully taught you, you try and dodge the hit. You just parry it away, yeah. And his big heavy sword that he's got kind of like comes down and hits into this column. It's like, he's getting really annoyed. What are you gonna do?
Okay, I am going to. So I've parried he's hit my sword and sort of skimmed off. And while he's open, I want to try and slash up at him.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. Good choice. Go for it.
Nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Nine.
What's your
83%.
Sword? 83. Okay, so nine makes that a special.
Nice.
So the thing is he's going to have to roll a special to dodge that.
Oh, tasty. Okay.
Yeah. So he's got to roll 17 or below. No, sorry, 16 or below. And he gets... Is that a 10? He's rolled a 10. Man. Okay, so he's rolled a special as well. So he's managed to parry. He just about got the scimitar back in time.
Yeah.
He's managed to parry. Okay. So that's your little fight going on. Maud de Clare is just kind of like still kind of like going, what's going on? Why what's down here? The Marshal and Letard are still picking their way over the rocks, but it's probably going to be the quicker way, to be honest. Just climbing over the rocks. Who else? You don't know what King John's doing because you're too into this fight.
Yeah.
So next, he tries to strike you with his scimitar again.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
And he gets a 38, a hit.
Oh.
If you want to try and dodge.
42.
So you dodged. Excellent. So again, he brings his scimitar up and brings it down, but on the other side. And again, you deftly parry it, so it just kind of like ends up striking the wall.
Okay, and again, I'm going to try and use that opening.
Okay.
Yeah, and 20.
Okay, so not quite a special,
not
but
quite.
Yeah, good. He's going to try and dodge. And... oh, it's an amazing dodge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a critical dodge.
No way.
Was it? Yeah, it was. It was a critical dodge. And yeah, so he kind of like, yeah, he's got the upper hand now. And so he tries to hit you again. And he gets a good hit. Dodged.
51 for my dodge.
So you're dodging. So you're just kind of like hitting and parrying and hitting and parrying. So if you want to try and hit him again, if you can if you want.
I'm going to. 77.
Okay, 77. So that's just a hit, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a success, a normal success. And he has not managed to dodge. He's not managed to dodge that one. So you can roll to roll damage on that.
Oh, nice one. Okay, be good to me. Be good to me. Give me, so that's 1d10 plus 1. 10. 10.
Ooh, nice. Okay, so he was bringing his scimitar up and like whacking, and you were like parrying it really deftly and stuff. And then it felt like he was getting better, like he was wearing your defense down or something like that. Yeah. But actually, it was just your cunning.
Oh,
and you flicked it to the side and sort of almost brought your sword around in one motion to nick his shoulder. And so you kind of, it was a blunt hit kind of thing, you know. So you've actually managed to cut in through his robe. But you also give it with some force as well. So you knocked him to the side. Obviously, he's fallen over. But not to the side. The question is, what are you going to do now? Are you going to carry on trying to fight him, or are you going to pick up Mord and try and make an escape?
If I try and pick up Mord and try and make an escape, he'll just get up and chase us down, because I'm not quicker with her than he is on his own, if you see what I mean. It's just dangerous, so I think I've got to finish him off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right then. I'm gonna miss his round because you've just knocked him over.
Yeah, so he's sort of prone.
So I think you get the initiative now, yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't say quite prone, but you get the initiative, definitely. Okay.
I miss him. And like all my sort of excitement, I've taken him down. I'm like, yes, yes, that's right. I'm the subtle Somerset Storm. And I try and bring my sword down again. And it sort of where I've been talking, he manages to roll out of the way.
Well, that's a good idea, actually. Okay, so he realizes that you might be like a better swordsman than him, and has actually rolled out the way and kind of like away from you a bit.
Yeah.
He's gonna jump back over the little wall so that there's a natural hazard between you.
Yeah.
And so he does that and sort of lands on the other side, and then he starts going for his robe again, like something in his robe, and he pulls out a little stone. You've got a chance now to act if you want.
I want to try and... So he's out of my reach now, is he?
I think he's out of your reach, yeah.
Okay, can I move and hit him? Can I move towards him and try and
stab
him?
Yeah, you can move and hit him. You'll have to thrust towards him, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Okay. I'm going to do that.
Give it a shot.
87. That's like 4 off of being able to hit him. That's really sad. So yeah, okay. I miss him.
All right, you miss him. And he's like, you're no match for me and my intelligence. And with that, he throws this little stone towards the entrance that you came through.
Yeah.
And it falls just over the little small wall, just on the door side, and blows up. There's this big explosion. It doesn't really affect you from this range, but you can see that it basically blocks the exit, and all the masonry comes down and blocks the exit. And he's like, ha ha, you can't get out now.
Well, neither can you, Mr. De Grey.
I'm going to finish this ritual, and then you will see something more powerful than you've ever seen, and it will eat you, devour you, and spit you out.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that very much.
Yeah, what do you say to that?
I don't like the sound of that very much, Mr. John de Grey, but I'm afraid, in order to do that, you're going to have to get through me, the subtle Somerset Storm, and the Marshal, and also Hammer Train, who together are the Marshals. We're working on that, but we're the Marshals at the moment.
So he's like, that's pathetic. And so he starts going back over to the other end of the chamber. At this point, you can see King John, and you can see he's still up at the end, kind of like where he was sitting. But he looks pretty nervous now. He looks pretty kind of like scared, actually. He looks kind of scared. He's like, oh, what's going on? And John de Grey is going over there towards that end of the room. And then King John shouts out, save me from this lunatic. Someone save me, please.
Okay.
And the Marshal and Letard are just about picking their way over the rocks now. So they're just joined you. They're up with you. And they're like, right.
I think we need to kill John de Grey, like, really hard. Like, you know how sometimes you kill people, like, because you have to, and it's not a very nice thing to do. But, you know, Mr. de Grey is a really bad man, and he needs really hard killing. Like, stabbing a lot of times to make sure he's proper dead, because he's wily and tricksy and I don't like him.
Okay, and the Marshal says to you, okay, Letard, you look after Maud. I'll deal with the King. Richard?
Yes?
Go get de Grey.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go get him.
Okay, so Marshal rushes off with you, but he goes towards the King. And then you obviously you can go towards John de Grey.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna leap. I'm gonna run after him. I'm gonna leap through the air and I'm gonna slash him.
Okay, excellent. I mean, lovely. That's very heroic. Make a roll.
Yeah. 46.
46. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. So he kind of like just a bit because he was running away, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just turns around because he senses you coming running up on him. And he's got his dagger out now. That's all he had to hand, really, because he dropped his scimitar.
All right.
But you may just slash, and he just about manages to upset your sword with his dagger to defend himself. And he then, as his action, he starts reaching into his robe again. And that's his action.
Oh,
so
I'm not going to.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to try and stop him from doing that by putting my sword in him.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Five.
Serious.
Oh.
What is your sword?
83. Oh, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what my sword is. My sword is in John de Grey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Right, I don't know if there's any real point in me trying to make a dodge. I will anyway, you never know. No, I didn't even make the dodge. Okay, so obviously he's quite prone because you've just, managed to kind of like do a really hard slash that he's just about managed to deflect with his dagger. He's also not using his other hand because he's gone into his robe for something.
Yeah.
And then so you are able to just literally like whirl your sword around your head, bring it, aim, and just thrust it straight into him.
Yeah.
And so it goes straight into his black heart. And he's on the floor and blood starts coming out of his mouth. And he looks at you and he's kind of looks in despair and his eyes almost look red. And then this despair turns into anger, but then that almost turns into laughing. And he tries to laugh. He doesn't really have the breath. And he manages to sort of say, well, I'm taking you with me. And then you see his arm kind of falls out of his robe. And as it falls, you can see that he's got one of these little, like, it's actually a little tiny potion bottle. But you just hadn't seen it close
up.
Oh,
and it looked like a stone. Okay.
It looked like a stone sort of thing. Anyway, and you see it, and it just rolls out of his hand and falls towards the floor.
Can I try and catch it? Actually, no. No, I probably shouldn't try and catch it, because if I catch it, I'll blow myself up.
That's right, yeah.
What I should do is try and run away.
Yeah, I think you've got an opportunity to basically dive out the way. So I would say you've got dodge, really, I think. Yeah.
66.
66. And is that successful?
85, that is successful.
Okay, cool. Okay, so seeing this, you do manage to dive out of the way. And it's this massive explosion goes off. You take 2 points of damage.
Yeah.
Even though you managed to dive out of the way. What does that put you on now on hit points?
19.
Okay. You're still not bad.
Yeah.
But you've felt the force. I'm gonna make you properly deaf for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, and just for a couple of rounds, really. And it sort of like knocks you out of your senses a bit, like, whoa,
yeah.
That was amazing. Anyway, and but with this explosion, which you really got, I mean, John de Grey got a lot of, but you got kind of like a fair bit of it. No one else really suffered from it. But there's a kind of a lingering movement, feeling of movement, like little shakes, vibrations kind of thing in the chamber.
Yeah.
Now, you could probably perceivably think that it was just the fact that this is the after effects of what's happening in your head after this explosion.
Yeah.
But anyway, as you look around you, you can see the marshal has got King John, and they're running towards the thing, and they're gesturing to you going, "Oh, come on," like that. You can see them waving their arms as if to say, "Come on." You can't really hear what they're saying. You can just hear this.
What? I'm going to wave back.
Sound. Anyway, they're going, come on. Anyway, so do you want to, what are you going to do? Are you going to get up and go with them?
I'm going to get up and go with them, yeah.
Okay. So you get up, you go with them, you manage to climb over the rocks that are at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
Letard has already taken Maud over it, and they're at the top of the stairs. So you get over there, King John's over there. King, well, you still can't hear what he's saying, okay? Just this,
yeah.
And then you see that Letard hasn't taken Maud away because the exit is blocked.
Oh, that's right. Oh no, I can't hear or say anything.
You can say stuff.
Oh, that's right. John de Grey said that he blocked the exit so we wouldn't be able to get out. And I said that was silly because he wouldn't be able to get out either.
You start to be able to hear people now because they're all shouting because you now also realise that the kind of vibrate-y sound is possibly like the sound of the chamber like falling apart.
Oh, nice.
That's... And little bits of stone start coming down. Ooh. Bits of plaster and stuff.
Oh, sure.
And this is big
kind of
sound.
We need to get out. We need to find a way out.
You do.
King John, is this the way you came in? Is there another way? Is there anywhere else we can get out of here?
I don't know. He kidnapped me.
He kidnapped me
and brought me down here. So I don't know. I don't know even what this place is.
You tried to have me killed by the guards. We shall have this out when we get out of here, Your Grace.
We get out of here then. Get me out of here. Get me out of here, and I will pardon you. I will not just pardon you.
Pardon,
I will honor you.
Pardon me. Pardon me for bringing news to you about your attempted murder.
You're pardoned.
Thanks, King John, Your Grace.
Get me out of here, and I will give you honors. I will give you money.
Oh.
He's a little bit panicky.
Right. Okay. He'll find a way out. So,
Panicky.
Well, he might find my sword in his back. No, he won't. He won't. He's the king, and that would be a bad thing to do. Right. So we need to try and get out of here. Can we move rocks to get out of here, or is it proper?
Like there's too many rocks.
Too many rocks.
Yeah, there's too many rocks.
Then, is there, looking around, is there doors at the other end, at the bottom, at the other end of the chamber at all?
Nope, not that you can see. And now, as the plaster and stones are coming down on you, you start to feel like drops of water coming down on you.
Oh, we're underneath the moat.
Yeah. And you look around because you think, what's that then? Is how come it's raining inside? And you see obviously the jets of water that are coming out of the wall. But you can also see drops that are coming down from the actual ceiling, cracks in the ceiling.
Okay, right. So we're in the moat. This is
under the moat.
Under the moat, but this is potentially a good thing because if we can find a little bit of cover and let this place fill up with water, then we can get in the moat.
Well, could do. Marshall's saying, "Look, we need to get out of here."
Look
for doors or holes or anything.
The exits. The holes in the side of the chambers. The holes in the chambers. Can we get through those at all if we climb up the wall?
Okay, so you barely even need to climb. So you're at the top of the stairs at the moment, but just a few stairs down, just a few steps down, is where those waterfalls are coming out the wall, and they're still coming out relatively strongly.
But basically
it's a foot by a foot and a half hole, and you know that it goes into the chamber.
We could. How do we stop the flow of the water? We can't stop the flow of the water. We've just got to try and get in there.
Yeah, you can try.
I'm gonna try and get in there. Yeah, all right. Is that gonna be strength against the water?
I think climb.
Climb.
Because I think you're kind of climbing through the current, aren't you? Really.
Okay.
Good thing you've got 100% on climb.
66.
Okay, 66. Clickety click. Okay, so you you put your sword away and you just climb into the hole.
Yeah.
You're all wet. Obviously, you hold your breath. You climb into the hole and you pull yourself through, and quite soon you can find the other end of it.
Yeah.
It's only about like a foot wide. A foot long rather. And then you go in. You're obviously now underwater.
Yeah.
And then you get to the other side, you go upwards, and you find yourself in the chamber.
Cool. Will the others fit through the hole, or do I need to find another way to get them out?
The hole is a foot by a foot and a half. It was quite easy for you to get through. Everyone should fit through the hole.
Yeah, okay, cool. I will try and help them all through.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess you're going to go back through then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Into the chamber. And tell them. Wait, go back. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. So you go back through the hole and you kind of like just pop out back onto the stairs and you're like, what do you want to say?
Right, come on, through here. It brings us into the chamber. It's only a small hole. We should all fit through there, no problem.
Excellent.
Should be good.
Right, so the king sort of like clambers to go, but the marshal holds him back and says no. Take Maud first. And so Letard brings over Maud and says, I'll pass her through then.
That's right. Yeah, you feed her through and I'll pull her through onto the other side and get her up onto the ledge.
Okay, so you go through the passage again.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you kind of get up the other side. And you then, I suppose, wait with your hands to try and feel for anyone coming through.
Yeah.
And you feel Maud coming through. You feel her shoulders and arms.
Yeah.
And so you pull her up and then you get her up. And she's that kind of revives her a little bit. It kind of revives her around. She's like, whoa, what's going
hello,
on?
Hello, milady. We're just saving your life. Richard DePone, otherwise known as the Subtle Somerset Storm. I'm here to save your life. I saved your life, m'lady.
Oh, well, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
That's fine.
Anyway, so she kind of makes her way over to the side. Obviously, it's pitch black in here, so it's a bit confusing anyway. And then Letard Smith comes through.
Yep.
And then a kind of flapping around, splashing around this kind of mass of brown hair comes through, which is the king. So the king comes through. Each time someone comes through, you're kind of like getting them up and sort of making them sit on the side.
Come on, your
and
grace.
Then the marshal comes through deftly. Was that it? Is that it? Isn't it?
The marshal, Hammer Train, the king, Maud. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the champion dude's like dead, long dead.
Yeah.
So,
he died.
Know.
He died at the thingy. Well.
Okay. And, so they will come through. Right, so you get out of the thing. It's still pretty black in here.
Yeah.
And so someone has to go and open the door.
Go and open the door.
You go and open the door.
Yeah.
And there is a little bit of light that comes through because there were sort of those... I'm just going to, for convenience, I'm going to say there were torches on the wall. In fact, there is a lit torch on the wall.
Yeah.
And then you realize, you notice the three bodies on the floor.
Of the...
two guards in the equerry.
Yeah.
And anyway, you step over them. And you go. Littard takes Maud, make sure she's okay. And you go down the tunnel, I presume.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hear what you think is probably the chamber collapsing behind you.
Ooh.
Rocks falling and that kind of thing. Just really loud noises.
Glad we're not there anymore.
Yeah. And then actually, you start to... the level of the water in the chamber that was just floor level,
yeah,
actually now is starting to rise, to kind of back up. So it's obviously blocked the other side now.
Yeah, okay.
And so you rush down the tunnel. You go down the tunnel, you grab the torch off the wall, and Marshall grabs the torch off the wall, and you get to the point where you can go up to the door where the building works door was.
Yeah.
You get to that point, that junction, and are you going to go up or are you going to go back to the keep?
Up the steps, I think. There's no benefit from going back to the keep. So yeah, up the steps.
Okay. So the king says, "Well, I'm going to go back to the keep. One of you needs to take me back to the keep." And the marshal says, "Your Grace, I think we have paid what imaginary debt we had to pay." And clearly, if you know the way, then you weren't kidnapped anyway. So we shall expect to be entirely exonerated by the morrow. And the king kind of, he knows he's been got. And so he's like, and just sort of like walks off in a huff to the keep.
Has he got his red stone with him?
No.
Oh, no, that's still down there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to take it.
So the rest of you, so he walks off in a huff.
Oh, by the way, Your Grace, I don't know if I forgot, I'm not sure if I said, but happy birthday for tomorrow.
And you've not got great hearing anyway, but all you hear is... Anyway, and so you go up the stairs, what do you want to do? You get to the door.
Just knock on it, I think. No, try and open it. Try and open it.
Okay, open
it. Yeah.
You surprise very much two guards that are wondering where these kind of noises are coming from. And they're like,
oh,
and they go to draw their swords.
Oh, you it turns out it's not a plague down there at all. Oh dear.
The marshal steps out and just puts a hand up and says, no. If you want to go and get your orders from John de Grey, you can go down there and talk to him yourself.
Yeah.
And they're like, because it's the marshal, they're like a bit, so they stop in their tracks and they don't draw their swords and they just kind of let you like walk.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, nice. And you go toward the...
I was tempted to be like, I murdered him. I just don't think that's a good idea.
Where are you going to head towards?
I don't really know.
I suppose the mess is probably a good place.
Where did
it's got a bed and stuff.
What happened? Where did I leave Richard de Clare? Oh, because Richard de Clare
left Richard and Gilbert and Benedict up here.
Yeah.
Obviously they couldn't come down.
No, they were creating distraction. I'd like to go and find them, actually.
Okay, well, that's fine. They're going to find you, because if you're going towards the mess, you go past the forge and farriers, and that's where Richard and Gilbert and Benedict are. And so Richard sees Maud and runs over to her and grabs her to carry her and goes, well, what happened? What happened? And you all, like, discuss this as you continue walking to the mess. Anyway, so you get to the mess,
yep.
And you've got Maud a bed, and you've caught Richard up on what happened. And then Richard looks to the marshal, and he says, "She seems to be starting to come round now. We got some ladies in waiting to change her clothes, so she's dry and she's warming up. But she seems to be coming round. And all of you, in fact, have kind of like obviously like changed your clothes and stuff, and you're warming yourselves by a fire."
Yeah.
And the Richard looks over to the marshal and he says, "Well, if you don't do it, then I will." Looking at you, and he draws his sword, and he says, "I'd like you to kneel."
Okay. And I'll kneel.
Okay, so you kneel, and he knights you. He taps his sword on your shoulders and says, "I knight you in the name blah 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 blah," and he says, "You may now rise, Sir Richard de Pone."
Richard de Pone. Oh.
And that is the end of the adventure.
Yeah. I got knighted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. That's that a nice little awesome. Sweetener in the end.
That was awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining us. I really hope you enjoyed that as much as we had fun playing it. Don't forget, we'll be back next week with a sort of small discussion episode in which we'll talk about the game we just played and what we did to make it work and some other stuff. Then the week after that, we'll be starting a brand new adventure. If you want to get in contact with us for any reason, or you want to find out more about us, then we have a website, which is www.thegamemasterandme.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter at @thegmandme, or you can email us, craig@thegamemasterandme.com. Yeah, we'd really love to hear from you. Anyway, that's it from us this week. So we'll see you next time. And remember, stay vigilant, adventurers.